From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, the top cop in Los Angeles seeks to allay community fears about police involvement with immigration matters. But first, there are reports in Washington that Senate Democrats and Republicans are trying to reach a deal to avoid the so-called nuclear option. That's the plan by GOP leaders to end the filibuster against judicial nominees. According to these reports, Democrats would agree to drop their objections to some but not all of President Bush's more controversial nominees, and that would be in exchange for Republicans leaving the filibuster intact. Joining us is Slate and day-to-day legal analyst Emily Bazelon. Emily, why here is this compromise being thought about? Is it just been going on too long?
Well, I think there are numbers that might make both sides concerned. There are polls that show support for keeping the filibuster, which is favorable to the Democrats. But there are also numbers showing that majority of people favor giving judicial nominees an up or down vote, which is favorable to the Republicans. So I think neither side wants to be the bad guy. And I also think on a deeper level that there's awareness on both sides that ending the filibuster would be a huge experiment, and no one really knows what the Senate will be like in the long term once it's gone. And there's some concern that the chamber could well turn into a version of its more raucous cousin, the House. And to the extent that senators are institutional loyalists who care about the dignity of the institution and of their own office, they might be worried about what that possibility will yield, not to mention what it will be like to work there.
It gets tricky here, though, because the two judges the Democrats seem unwilling to approve are the first two of the group to make it out of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Janice Rogers Brown and Priscilla Owen. What's in their records that would cause this dispute? Let me ask you about this. First of all, Priscilla Owen.
Priscilla Owen was elected to the Texas Supreme Court in 1994, and one of the big concerns about her involves her abortion rulings. Texas requires teenagers to tell their parents before they have an abortion, but the law makes exceptions. And in a case that came to the court, most of the judges felt they had no choice but to grant the right to have an abortion to a teenager who had said that the news of the abortion would upset her parents. Owen dissented from that ruling, and she lashed out at the court in doing so, saying, quote, that the court's actions raised disturbing questions about its commitment to the rule of law. That statement drew a sharp rebuke from Alberto Gonzalez, who at the time was also a member of the court, is currently the Attorney General of the United States. And Gonzalez said that to talk about the statute and the court in the way that Owen had was, quote, an unconscionable act of judicial activism.
Okay, that's Priscilla Owen. Now Janice Rogers Brown.
And Janice Rogers Brown is a justice of the California Supreme Court. She's been compared often to Clarence Thomas because she's an African-American conservative who opposes affirmative action. But in many ways, she's more like Antonin Scalia in that she writes very scalding opinions and speeches. And most controversial, perhaps, is a speech she gave in the year 2000 before the conservative group, the Federalist Society, in which she lashed out at government and embraced rolling back the New Deal.
Now, most nominees to the higher federal courts have long records of lower court decisions, some of which are inevitably controversial and contested. In your experience here, where's the line that causes the Democrats, let's say, or the Republicans to charge that a nominee is somehow beyond their ideological pale?
Well, one warning sign is a judge who has gone against other conservatives on his or her own court, which is one reason the Democrats keep pointing out that Alberto Gonzalez once spoke out against Priscilla Owen. And another warning sign is a judge who writes dissents when everyone else on the court is in the majority. And then I think a last warning sign is when then there's a really pressing social issue that the judge has spoken or written about. It's a lot easier to make people understand what's at stake in an abortion case than in a complicated government regulation case.
Opinion and analysis from Emily Bazelon, who writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thank you, Emily.
Thanks, Noah.